the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. I have Doom on the line with me right now. Doom, how you doing, man?
I'm chilling tonight.
Good. And you guys can do the exact same thing that Doom did. Hit us up, 706-993-4606. That number again is 706-993-4606. Got a lot to talk about today. I got Monday Night Football winding down. The game from yesterday, we got some college scores and pro scores to update you on. Got a whole bunch to talk about. First thing I want to talk about, though, I know you had a couple of things you want to bring to light, Doom. I know you wanted to talk about the coaches on the hot seat. So if you want to, we can go ahead and get on that now. Who were some of the coaches you were looking at who could be on the hot seat?
The one I was trying to defend was Jim Harbaugh. Joe Flacco's the reason why the Ravens ain't doing good. He's just sorry as a quarterback, and they paid him too much money. But some of these other coaches are kind of granted.
Marvin Lewis is playing good, but you can always make a case for him being fired because, you know, to come playoff time, his teams may not perform. If past history says anything, Marvin Lewis could definitely be on the chopping block.
He should have been on the chopping block 2 years ago.
He should have been. I think the reason why they keep Marvin Lewis around is because he can be quote unquote controlled.
And he's willing to take less money.
Right. He's willing to take less money, and he also tries to talk players into taking less money as well. So.
Oh, good old boy, Cecil.
Yep. Exactly. Anybody else you wanted to get out there?
Who needs to go? It's looking like maybe Bowles might be gone.
Vance Joseph for the Broncos may be gone after losing that game Sunday.
Yeah.
The bad clock management toward that field goal. He may be gone.
Arizona's coach might be gone.
Yeah. And the thing with Vance Joseph, you had time to get closer for that field goal. You had time to get down there. You had a timeout you could have taken. That was a 51-yard field goal. That's not a gimme for any kicker in the league. And McManus missed it, whereas if he would have played the clock right, he could have moved in at least 10 yards closer to make it a more manageable 41-yard field goal. Again, not a gimme, but more manageable than a 51-yarder. I don't really have anybody per se who could be on the hot seat. I agree with you. Harbaugh could be. I'm shocked.
Dallas is coaching me on the hot seat.
Jason Garrett,
the Giants coach.
Giants could be. Jason Garrett ain't going nowhere, though. I don't think Jason Garrett would go. At least not with Amari Cooper in tow. He caught a touchdown tonight. So, I don't know.
Are they winning?
They were winning earlier. Let me take a quick look. Why'd I do that? Doggone it. Let's get you updated on that Monday night score real fast. Let us see. Nope, Cowboys look like the Cowboys lost. Titans beat them 28-24. Let's go over some of the stats of this game very quickly.
Oh boy, Stephen A. Smith is going off tomorrow.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota played. Marcus Mariota.
Lights out.
Yeah, Dallas didn't score in the second half at all. They put up 14 in the first, didn't score at all in the second. Tennessee just, I'm looking at the score summary here. Amari Cooper had 5 receptions for 58 yards and a touchdown. Deion Lewis, 4 receptions for 60 yards and a touchdown. They were just better tonight. And I'm kind of shocked to see this because I thought you were going to see a big improvement from the Cowboys, not only offensively but defensively as well. I'm sort of kind of shocked to give up 28 points. Dak Prescott was 21-31, 243 yards and 2 touchdowns with the INT. Marcus Mariota, 21-29 for 240 yards and 2 TDs. Ezekiel Elliott was held under 100 yards, 17 carries for 61 yards. Deion Lewis had 19
carries. But that's starting to be a pattern with Ezekiel Elliott. I don't think he's an elite runner anymore. He hasn't had any breakout or dominant games. Has he had a 100-yard rushing this season yet?
Well, I think he has. But the thing you have to remember, too, the strength of the Cowboys isn't the offensive line anymore. They got a new O-line coach that came out of retirement, so they're still working on offensive line. So, again, that's one thing that could be hampering Zeke from being the best that he can be. We'll see what they do in the coming weeks. They got Washington. They got your team and the Redskins coming in. We're going to talk about Washington in a minute.
We're going to be able to apologize if we ain't talking.
They got the Saints coming up. They got their division games from Redskins, Philadelphia, and the Giants. So
they might be able to beat the Giants.
Yeah, they might be able to. They might be able to get wins over
the Saints. Is the way they playing now? It's just hard. Y'all put them numbers.
Well, we almost gave the game away. And they drove me crazy on Sunday by almost giving that game away. But they did score that last touchdown. And that performance, that was reminiscent of Joe Horn from back in the day with the cell phone. Did you see that?
Yeah. I don't understand that one.
That was Joe Horn did the same thing back, I think, in 2006 against the Giants.
Yeah, I remember that.
So. Oh, man, that was funny. That was really, really funny. Sunday night football. We saw the Patriots defeat the Green Bay Packers 31-17. Doom, in this game, did we see Tom Brady truly be the GOAT in this game?
No. I mean, New England has the defense. The Packers don't. It's just Aaron Rodgers. Who's Aaron Rodgers' best receiver?
He's got a few targets.
The referees bailed New England out in that game yesterday. That damn punt or that kick, whatever, you know.
Right.
That penalty. But it is what it is.
They took away what Green Bay likes to do. And they told, in that defensive scheme, they always take away the best thing that you have. And I thought it was kind of interesting that when Aaron Jones fumbled the football, the whole Green Bay Packer team, their enthusiasm, everything, just took a nosedive right after that.
But again, is that Tom Brady or is that Bill Belichick that does that?
That fumble was caused by the defense. But one thing I did notice, they held Davante Adams in check, 6 receptions for 40 yards. He did score a touchdown. Jimmy Graham, 4 receptions for 55 yards. He scored a touchdown as well. But Davante Adams is the guy for them to make plays and open things up on the offense, and they held him in check. Marquez Valdez Scantling.
But that was the defense. That was Belichick's genius. Yep. That wasn't Brady.
That wasn't Brady.
Brady wasn't really carving them up. He was just throwing little slant passes. He had maybe 30 or 40 yards more than Aaron Rodgers, but.
You got Brady at 294 to Aaron Rodgers 259, so. They both got sacked, and Aaron had one more TD than Brady. James White is coming up.
Hello?
I'm here. James White is coming to form an even bigger weapon for New England. He had two touchdowns yesterday. I know Sonny Michel wasn't there. There was a game that Gronk missed. Gronkowski did not play. Sonny Michel did not play.
I think Gronk's time is about to be up.
Oh, he definitely isn't getting separation the way he used to. Travis Kelce, I think, has taken his place as the best tight end in the league.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Gronk's injury prone, and he's going to be on the downsize.
Yeah. And with Travis Kelce coming on like gangbusters up at Kansas City, you know Zach Ertz and Philly's going to have something to say about it. In terms of them being effective in their offenses, both guys, I think, have surpassed Gronk. I know a lot of Patriot fans are going to give me some hate on that, but I think both guys have surpassed Gronk. And you remember back in the day, there was a time that Gronk and Jimmy Graham was the best two tight ends. I think that time is over.
Well, Jimmy Graham's problems, he went to the Seahawks, which Russell Wilson never even used them. He was a problem on damn fantasy. I was like, yeah, Jimmy Graham gonna do something.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. Let's go talk about the LA Lakers for a minute. Magic claims that Luke Walton's job as head coach is still safe, even after the Lakers lose. Are you buying what Magic is saying? That Luke Walton
to a point. I think the Lakers are sometimes better without LeBron on the field, but LeBron can't just sit here and come to a place and get rid of a coach. You know, he does that too many times.
Right. And that's a good point, but I don't think Luke Walton is Lakers stuff in terms of being a head coach. I think he's a nice guy, but he's not a dominant enough personality, and he didn't have enough cred to really be effective for the Lakers, particularly with LeBron and Rondo there. I don't know if he lasts past the season, to be honest with you.
Maybe that, but again, LeBron's the coach killer. You want to say this dude's the GOAT?
He's the best player in the league today, but I don't call LeBron a GOAT. You guys know that. You listen to this show. We don't call LeBron the GOAT here. We give him his just due as the best player today, but we don't call him the GOAT.
Oh, no. I'm just putting him on Mount Rushmore.
No.
You can't. I couldn't believe they was talking this blasphemy. LeBron only got 3 rings. And 6 finals losses.
Yeah, 3-6 in NFL finals, NBA finals. Let me see who else is here in the chat. Hello, Captain Underpants. How you doing? Hitting Javon on Rage as always. Do you think the Saints the best team in the NFC?
Who else is in there, though?
You got the Saints. You got the Rams. Hey, to be honest with you, though, that NFC is loaded.
It's loaded. Yeah.
I mean,
it's looking like the winner's going to come out the NFC. I mean, But see, I'm not too sold on the Saints because if somebody can play 1A, 1B with them, they've given away leads and points with their defense. It's just Drew Brees has done put so many points up that it's kind of hard to, you know what I'm saying?
To pick against them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said going into this game, if the Saints were to win, P.J. Williams would have to have a huge game, and he had a pretty good game yesterday. If he plays like that, we can get more victories against these teams because he won't be so suspect in the secondary. He played very, very well yesterday,
yeah.
and that was good to see. But Jared Goff, I don't think he was completely right yesterday. He missed on some throws that he normally makes.
Any game. I mean, they were coming back, so it's adjustments, but a loss like that.
It took him from the ranks of unbeaten, of course, but I think that he wasn't right. I don't think Marcus Peters was right yesterday. I really don't. Akeem Talib's got the same injury. He's on IR. I think Marcus Peters came back too soon.
Yeah.
Because and he was confused. Because when you look at yesterday on that last touchdown, he was looking around, yelling, screaming, like he didn't know what the heck was going on. And then next thing you know, New Orleans just snapped the football, throw it to Michael Thomas, who was unstoppable yesterday, and that was it.
Yeah.
But going back to that celebration by him for a minute, I was happy he did it because a lot of people outside of New Orleans don't know who Michael Thomas is. Now he's a soft-spoken dude, and this is the first time he ever calls attention to himself in the game. So I'm sort of glad he did what he did. For the notoriety part, to get his name out there. But I'm also upset as a Saints fan because that was a playoff game and you did that. Whoa, hold up. That Rams offense is pretty good, and that's 15 yards. They can get the ball at the 42, score a quick touchdown, you up by three with 2-3 minutes left to play. So, you know, it would have been bad if it was a playoff game. But they won. We'll see what they do against Cincinnati this week. Cincinnati's playing without A.J. Green, but you know they're going to be playing with pride, man. You got Joe Mixon there, who's a weapon. You got Travis Boyd playing well. We may see Gio Bernard come back. So we'll see what they do against the Bengals. Floyd Mayweather was in the news. Floyd Mayweather is fighting in Japan on New Year's Eve. Why the hell is Mayweather still fighting?
Money.
Oh boy, he shouldn't be fighting. He really shouldn't be.
Well, I mean, that's a conventional way of thinking, but he's just going to get a big payday. But his lavish lifestyle, he needs to take fights. He's going to go broke.
I thought he was done with the fight game, but we'll see what he comes up with on New Year's Eve. I want to head on back to the world of the NFL for a second. We talked about earlier how loaded the NFC was. One of the teams who's been playing well and kind of been under the radar a little bit is the Carolina Panthers. They're playing very, very well. They're 6-2 right now. They got a win yesterday against Tampa Bay. They beat Fitzmagic.
In Tampa Bay's defense, their coach is about to go. They don't have no consistency.
Tampa Bay, that whole team needs to be dismantled. That whole team needs to go.
Yeah. Jameis Winston's got to go. And I think the problem started with him. He's going to be on the lawn. The other lines of like a Jamarcus Russell, he had potential, but then his off-the-field antics, and I don't think he ever got mature, is the reason why they're in the predicament they're in now.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the ownership there you know, they don't really care about putting the winner out. I talked to a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan today, and he heard that they're trying to trade, or will end up trading Gerald McCoy, and they just really, really, really need to get rid of that franchise. If you're not in the NFL, if you're not owning the team to win it, but you make money off of it, oh, it's time to go. That's the thing that the Chicago Bulls have been doing in the NBA. They're just trying to make safe draft picks and stay underneath the red, try to make a profit off the Bulls instead of getting players that you need to win. And I hate that the Bulls are doing that. I hate the fact that Tampa Bay is doing that. That team is still too talented. You got Mike Evans there.
Yeah, they got the talent. DeSean Jackson.
Mm-hmm. O.J. Howard had a big game yesterday.
Who's their running back?
But right now, they're running Peyton Barber. For right now. So we'll see what Tampa Bay ends up doing. I don't know if they win another game, but again, because that defense at Tampa Bay is so bad. But
the problem I have was they got they benched Fitzpatrick when he was hot.
Right.
And they probably cool. They should have kept him going.
Yeah. And I get what you're doing with Jameis Winston in terms of, you know, he wasn't hurt or anything, and a starting quarterback didn't lose job to injury. And I get that. But
you don't stop when the hand's hot.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Let's move on over to the Raiders. Gene's team, the Raiders. The hiring of John Gruden, was that the dumbest decision in sports?
Well, I don't know. See, I think he's tanking to rebuild the team. But, like Shannon Sharp said, tell me what team that. Well, I mean, he did put together that first Raiders team that kind of should have went to the Super Bowl with New England, but how do you put it? I don't know, man. This is first year.
So we gonna let him get a wait and see year first, and then
this first year.
Okay.
But the things he's doing, I don't understand it.
Yeah. So true. So true. We had a 49ers cheerleader photo of her kneeling during the anthem viral last week. And I understand why she did it. I should understand. You're a cheerleader.
What message are you talking about?
There was a cheerleader for the San Francisco 49ers who actually kneeled during the anthem. A cheerleader.
I'm tired of the anthem thing because you can look in the damn crowd and see that the crowds in multiple NFL games are dissipating.
Over this whole stuff at the anthem.
Yeah. You know, it's either way you feel on it, but it's just how you put it, it's like a lot of fans have been turned off about all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? And you got your boy Eric Reed running around here and just took this whole anthem stuff and is making it about him and Kaepernick. So it's starting to implode. That's how I look at it. You know what I mean? The message has been gone a long time. Now these guys are just infighting, you know what I'm saying, on themselves. It's just not a good look because just how we talked about Carolina looking good, that's not the storyline for Carolina. It's about Eric Reed. You barely hear about Cam Newton anymore in the news. Am I right?
I think it's more than just Eric Reed. I think that the fact that you're looking at other great quarterback performances, you're looking at Patrick Mahomes, you're looking at Drew Brees, you're looking at what Tom Brady's doing. So
I'm talking about that. What I'm saying is he's grabbing the headlines. So that's what I'm saying. Anything that you would talk positive about the Panthers, it's all about Eric Reed. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
We're not talking about how good their team is doing. We're talking about what he's doing. It's like he's overshadowed the team. We're not talking about the team. Because, like, I was going to bring this up when he said that Ron Rivera can't do nothing for, you know, about him kneeling and stuff. To me, that's the wrong message. That, hey, you can't sit here and you don't challenge your football coach's authority out in public. Right. That's a no-no.
Moving on. You know. Right. Moving on to USC. Daniel Cormier retains his title at USC 230 with a submission win over Derek Lewis. I think it's interesting because he's calling out for Brock. And I read a story the other day. Dana White is saying it's okay for him to bring the WWF Universal Championship to the ring. What's your thoughts on a potential
double A call? It's a UFC is a damn work. You got Brock ringing in the damn belt. You got that. You got damn run-ins, brawls. You know what I'm saying? You got damn people bringing the Universal title.
Yep.
Brock should finally end up going to win that. So, I don't know. I'm kind of getting tired of UFC.
I feel you. I feel you. Well, the Lakers showed up back in the news as well. Looked like they're signing free agent center Tyson Chandler once he clears waivers. You think that's a good move for the Lakers? Think he can pop from
They're trying to build a super team around LeBron, so they're going to do whatever they can. But they're not going to be able to compete with Golden State.
No. And one thing, too, I think this is a definite upgrade over JaVale McGee.
Well, JaVale McGee's leading the league in blocks.
Yeah.
Let me let that sink in.
Yeah.
And he's averaging, 14, 15 points a game.
He's playing well. He's playing well. JaVale's
no, he just doesn't have to win, but him coming off the bench doing that's great.
Yeah.
Who's their starting center? Because JaVale McGee's not their starting center. JaVale McGee's coming off the bench. Mm. So that's a compliment in terms of rotation.
Right. Hopefully Tony C will call in there and talk about his Lakers.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We'll talk about the basketball scores. There's some games.
I know there's some games going on. I'm gonna go ahead and bring up one more topic, and then I'm gonna get into scores. Alabama gets a huge win at LSU, 29-0. Can anybody beat Alabama?
I don't know, but I think they're gonna start looking into Alabama. I'm going to get my conspiracy theory. I think they've been so powerful so long, they're going to do something to bust them up.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm. Think about it. They've been on top for so long. Mm. You have to start looking at their practices because it's starting to make college football not watchable.
Because I don't think anybody can match up to them. Because I thought going in, and we talked about it last week, I thought Alabama would win this game, but I didn't think it would be a blowout. Well, it was a blowout. I stand corrected. So, again, man, they're just an incredible team. We'll see what they do if they can get some adversity. I can't see anybody in the SEC taking them other than maybe Georgia or Oklahoma. We can rally in the crew.
It's kind of like a competition or something. They're going to – I just think it ain't healthy for college football. That's all.
Right.
It just seems like everybody will just go there, and then it's a guarantee going to the pros. So right. It's kind of like,
yeah,
it's the team stacked. So
The team's so stacked, the quarterback that took you to two national championship games is on the bench, and he's still there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into the NBA scores. Got a final, an overtime final. The Miami Heat defeat the Detroit Pistons 120-115. Andre Drummond, 25 points and 24 rebounds in the loss. Good game by him. The Houston Rockets defeat the Indiana Pacers 98-94. This game was the return of James Harden, 28 points, 6 assists, and 3 steals. Go ahead.
My issue is Houston ain't nowhere near what they was.
No.
How many free throws did James Harden have that game?
No. They're nowhere near what they used to be. And I'm going to tell you why Houston's nowhere what it used to be. They can't play the defense they played last year.
No, see, how many free throws James Harden had that game in that 28?
Let me look it up real quick what he did from the free throw line. That's a good point. Because that's where half his points come from.
Yep.
It's a free throw line. It's
Because they didn't bring that up last year. I don't think he was league MVP last year.
He went to the free throw line 9 times and hit all 9.
So 28 out of 9. He actually scored 19 points.
From the free throw line.
Yeah.
From the free throw line.
That changes his points per game average, though.
The Orlando Magic defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers 102-100. My Chicago Bulls in 2 overtimes defeat Phil Reyes, brother Philly Phil, defeat his New York Knicks 116-115. Zach LaVine, 41 points, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. Look, I've never been a big Zach LaVine fan. I never have been. But the brother can score.
Yeah.
And
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, so isn't Fizdale the Knicks coach?
Yes.
They're doing good. They just need some pieces.
Yeah, they really do. They really do. Both teams are 3-8, so we'll see who come out to sell it first in the East.
It's still early, but, you know, the Knicks, besides the unicorn thing.
The Oklahoma City Thunder defeat the New Orleans Pelicans 122-116. They improved to 5-4 and winning their 5th straight. Now, here's the scary part. Russell Westbrook went out with an apparent leg injury. So once we get some word there, we'll definitely pass that along to you.
Well, that might have been aggravated because Patrick Beverly a couple games ago tried to take Westbrook out. So you know.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I did see that. And another team we talked about, we touched on barely last week. But I don't know if this is a case of a bad team not knowing they're bad or a good team getting it together. The Denver Nuggets defeat the Boston Celtics 115-107.
Where at?
It was in Denver.
It's the damn altitude.
It could be. It really could be. That's a great home court advantage for Denver.
Because that was the same reason I think they beat the Warriors. They had those back-to-backs. They played in Utah and they went to Denver. That Mile High has an issue, and this is still the beginning of the a basketball season. So you got those guys from Boston, the East Coast. See, they have whatchamacallit. That's a steep hill to climb when you're playing.
Jamal Murray, 48 points. He was 19 for 30 from the field. He hit 5 from 11 from 3, 5 for 5 from the 3-point line. Great game by Jamal Murray. Jokic didn't have such a big game. He only had 8 points, but he did have 10 rebounds and 8 assists. So, again, good job by Denver. I don't know if it's a good team coming together or a bad team, just not knowing they're bad. But we'll see how the rest of the team shakes out during the coming weeks. The season is young, so, you know, we're not 20 games in. So, for Boston, Kyrie Irving, 31 points, 17 from the field, 4-6 from the three-point line, 1-1 from the free throw line. Jason Tatum had 15, Al Horford had 12, Jaylen Brown had 15.
Hayward play?
Gordon Hayward, yes, he had 8 points.
Okay.
25 minutes with 8 points. The Toronto Raptors, possibly the second best team in the East, defeat the Utah Jazz 124-111. The
Raptors, oh, they had to work for that one.
Had to work for it. Toronto, they moved to 10-1 on this young season. They playing ball, but, man.
Yeah. But on the flip side, what's the Warriors score right now?
Right now, the Memphis Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors are tied at 58. It is at half. We also have another game currently ongoing in the third quarter. The LA Clippers are up on the Minnesota Timberwolves 65-59. And again, the Golden State Warriors and Memphis Grizzlies are tied. You know, the thing that kind of interests me about that Raptors win tonight over the Jazz, I'm trying to see.
No, Kawhi didn't play.
Hey, Kawhi didn't play.
Oh,
he didn't play, but they still got it done. Kyle Lowry had 17 points. Serge Ibaka had 17 points. Fred VanVleet had 17 points. Your boy Danny Green had 7. So they getting it done.
I would have got Serge Ibaka. Yeah, he might look good in damn regular season, but he proved when he was on the damn Warriors. No, that's Harrison Barnes. I'm sorry.
Harrison Barnes. You're right. For the Utah Jazz, Utah Jazz fans out here, Joe Ingles had 9 points. Derek Favors had 11. Rudy Gobert had 14. Royce O'Neal had 11. Ricky Rubio had 8. Alex Burks.
Oh, they had a bad shooting night that night. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Because Ingles can put 20 up. They had a bad night shooting threes, and Rubio.
Yeah, Rubio had 8. Let me see. What? Rubio was 0 for 4. O'Neal was 0 for 1.
Ingles, what about Ingles?
Ingles was 2 for 6.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. Jay Crowder had 12 points. He was 0 for 6. Grayson Allen, he was 2 of 6.
Because if Utah would have played like they played that day in Golden State earlier this season, they couldn't miss some three. They were making it rain like they was in the strip club, boy.
Oh, man. All right, let's move on here.
Oh, speaking of, do you want to address with that video you posted in the group chat about how they already have basically the 4 or 5 finalists already pre-picked for the MVP?
In baseball?
No, about talking about basketball. Well, Max Kellerman said.
First of all, let me tell you about Max Kellerman. I am sick of Max Kellerman. I don't take anything.
He's stressing about the Greek Freak.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the Greek Freak's like 6'10", but he ain't got no jump shot. And man, if I'm 6'10" and kind of athletic and I can play basketball, of course dunking's gonna be easy.
Right. Exactly. Cover things over real quick because I don't see that article. You said I posted it?
No, you posted that video about the guy talking about how Max said.
RB the Breakthrough. Everybody, I am a huge fan. There's a YouTuber out there by the name of RB the Breakthrough. I'm a big fan of his. Definitely check out his channel. It's RB the Breakthrough. And he brought up a good point in that video that people are already conceding LeBron James to be the MVP. According to him, the media is looking at him and only but him.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other players who should be in consideration for the MVP. Look at what Steph Curry is doing right now.
Durant?
Look what Kevin Durant's doing right now. I mean, really, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Stop with the media bias. And I think the thing that I told you, I'm slowly getting away from national media and coming more to local media, because in local media you don't have that bias there.
Yeah. Like the first thing I was pointing out to you offline was like a lot of these shows, it was the Lakers loss. The first 30 minutes was talking about LeBron James.
Yeah.
It's like nobody else is getting pressed. Mm-hmm. They're gonna try to push Anthony Davis with Kawhi Leonard and the Greek Freak, like that guy said in the video, in terms of what Max Kellerman says, but nobody else is getting no love. Like,
right.
You know. And this other player is averaging 30, you know, shooting and stuff, because it goes back to, I see it last year, how the beginning of the season they wanted to say it was James Harden's MVP to win or lose. And it's like I like to point out, I think you should take away his points per game. You need to take free throws out. If you took free throws out of James Harden's game,
it'd be a completely different story.
Yep. He'd just be an average player.
Yep.
He scored it, but, you know, if you go into the line 10, 12 times a game and you miss maybe one free throw, that's not, you know.
I'm looking at, let me see here. I can't find it. I cannot find it right now. I'll keep looking for it. I want to go over the current, your stat leader so far. But yeah, that is such a good point, because the bias has got to stop. I mean, you listen to Nick Wright, and according to him, LeBron is better because he's bigger, stronger, faster. But my thing is, if you go look at Cam Newton and Tom Brady, so by Nick Wright's logic, because Cam is bigger, stronger, faster, Cam is better than Tom Brady.
And see, with Nick Wright's logic's messed up. I would say that if LeBron played both ends of the floor, he don't even play damn defense.
True that.
LeBron's on his downstretch. So like I was saying, I think he was on something. It's evident. He's not playing nowhere near the level he played 3 years ago.
Nope. Not at all. Do you think Derrick Rose can repeat his 50-point game, or at least reform it?
Hey, man, everybody get hot once. I mean, Kobe's last game, he dropped 60.
He did. He did. But it was good to see Derrick get back.
Oh, no, I'm not taking away from him, man. He's capable of doing it. But what they say is his skills is there. It's his body.
Right.
And then he missed the game because he tweaked his ankle. So
I think sixth man of the year is possible for Derrick. If he can get you about 16, 17 points off the bench, I think sixth man of the year is doable.
Yeah, that's a decent comeback. And then if he get in the right system, he could be like in the Andre Iguodala role.
Yeah.
You coming off the bench. Or Sean Livingston coming back from catastrophic injury. But he's in Minnesota, and you got Jimmy Butler, who wants to do what he wants to do.
Exactly. He does. Not wanting to play back-to-backs or want to take nights off here and there. What are you doing?
Well, he's telling me that, hey, yeah, you can play, but if you're not happy, you're not going to play, you know. But, again, you have to buy a sports media. Like Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith are not going to call him out because they like him. If they didn't like him, they'd be all in his ass, so they're not being consistent.
Right, right. Oh, it's just crazy, man. The league is just crazy. And then on top of all that, you still have the rest of the season to go to determine who that MVP could be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can have a person having great numbers and stuff. Now, when Westbrook did it, when you had the triple-double the whole year, that's a feat that hasn't been done in so many years. So I had no problem with him giving to Westbrook. But with James Harden, yeah, Houston was hot, but his game was garbage. And the year before that was Steph. Who won the year before? That's when Steph won the unanimous, right? There was no choice but to give him. Nobody put up numbers like that throughout the whole season.
Nope.
He shot, 300 and something threes?
Yeah. Yep. All right. Le'Veon Bell, he tweets out a cryptic tweet. So long, Miami, I think the tweet said. And it looks like he's about to return to the Steelers. But do the Steelers truly need him?
No. He's an idiot. He should have played ball. They would have gave him his money. But now the coach and the GM see that, hey, it's the system. So, because their running back's putting up similar numbers, right? Mm-hmm. I'll cut bait.
Yeah. I'm getting to the point. I didn't agree at first, but I'm getting to the point now I may have to agree with you on that.
Because it would have been different if they were struggling in the running department. Then he would have had merit. But the guy that's playing behind him is putting in even better numbers. So why would you reward somebody that tried to stiff arm you? Mm. I just, you know, it's one of those things when somebody tried to sit out. And then we find that, hey, the person that's behind him is actually better.
Yeah.
And is thankful that he's gotten that opportunity.
That is so true. That is so true. All right, real quick before we get out of here, we'll go over the rest of the scores. We're going to go over the NBA. We're going to go ahead real quick. I got one more topic we'll touch on after we do the scores. Number 12, University of Central Florida. This is college football, week 10. UCF defeats Temple 52-40. Pittsburgh beat number 25, Virginia, 23-13. Number 1, Alabama defeat number 3, LSU, 29-0. Number 2, Clemson defeats Louisville, 77-16. Damn. Number 4, Notre Dame defeats Northwestern, 31-21. Number 5, Michigan defeats Penn State, 42-7. Number 6, Georgia defeats number 9, Kentucky, 34-17. Number 7, Oklahoma defeats Texas Tech, 51-46. Number 8, Washington State defeats California, 19-13. Number 10, Ohio State defeats Nebraska, 36-31. Missouri defeats number 11, Florida, 38-17. Number 13, West Virginia defeats number 17, Texas, 42-41. Great game. Arizona State defeats number 15, Utah, 38-20. Number 16, Purdue Purdue defeats number 16, Iowa, 38-36. Number 18, Mississippi State defeats Louisiana Tech, 45-3. Number 19, Syracuse defeats Wake Forest, 41-24. Auburn defeats number 20, Texas A&M, 28-24. NC State defeats my Florida State Seminoles, 47-28. I'm going to get on that in a second. Number 22, Boston College defeat Virginia Tech, 31-21. Number 23, Fresno State defeats UNLV, 48-3. And number 24, Iowa State defeats Kansas, 27-3. And I think it was after this game, Kansas decides to fire their coach. So,
well, it was a lot of blowouts this weekend.
It was a lot of blowouts, and it tells you something that sports, you know, is about wins and losses. And if you're not, yeah, if you're not getting it done, hey, you know, you go. Give me 1 second. Let me do this real quick. And I thought it was kind of interesting in Florida State this week, as Taggart comes up saying he's going to relinquish the play calling duties in order to take his share of accountability for a sucky season. Dude, you should have relinquished yourself a play calling duties, what, 3 games ago? 4 games ago?
Who's that?
The head coach.
For who?
Florida State.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's gone. Hell, you need to get Bobby Bowden back.
Heck yeah. And I know, I blame Jimbo, because Jimbo, he saw the writing on the wall, and he hightailed it. He hightailed it. So, But that's okay. Texas A&M went down. Let's head over to the NFL scores real quick. We already talked about Tennessee defeating Dallas tonight, 28-14. Other scores, 49ers defeat the Raiders, 34-3. Bears defeat the Bills, 41-9. Chiefs defeat the Browns, 37-21. Fields Vikings defeat the Lions, 24-9. Falcons defeat the Redskins, 38-14. Panthers beat the Bucks, 42-28. Steelers defeat the Ravens, 23-16. And the Texans defeat the Broncos, 19-17. On that muff field goal that should have been from 41 instead of 51. Chargers defeat the Seahawks, 25-17. And the Saints defeat the Rams, 45-35. We already talked about the Patriots defeating the Packers, 31-17. You know what, though? That's another team we're sleeping on is the Chargers.
Oh, yeah. I think the hottest teams are the Rams, Saints, and the Chiefs.
Oh, man. The Chiefs are just playing some out of this world
football. I think the Chiefs might be coming off the AFC.
See, that's the only thing, because
the Steelers playing decent ball, too.
They're playing decent ball. They're playing much better defense. They're playing better defense right now than Kansas City. And the one thing that gets me about KC, if you can run the football, let's say KC, for some whatever reason, Kansas City did get down in the game. If you can run the football against them and keep that offense off the field, you can definitely beat them. Now, yeah. I know Houston's coming back soon. Justin Houston will be back soon. That'll make it a little bit tougher. But that defense is definitely their Achilles heel. Their offense is great.
Is J.J. Watt even playing this season?
Yeah.
Was he?
He played yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he ain't hurt?
Yeah.
But Clowney's hurt. Yeah. Again, Houston has a decent defense.
But I look at their win streak as kind of fraudulent because they hadn't really played anybody during that win streak.
Yeah.
You know? They haven't really played anybody on that win streak, so I don't know. We'll see. We shall definitely see. Is there anything else you want to get out, man, before we get out of here for the night?
Nah, LeBron James sucks. That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we ain't talking about J.R. Smith. Talking about he went out of Cleveland.
You know what? Yeah. He can actually be fined for that.
Yeah. He want to go with his homeboy LeBron. Well, LeBron don't want to hang out with him no more.
I'm going to tell you, though, I can see one thing happening. They're looking to get rid of Kyle Korver, too. I can definitely see Kyle Korver coming over.
To where?
To the Lakers.
Mm-mm. I think Kyle Korver will go to Golden State. Watch. They need another player. I mean, what I'm saying off the bench.
Right.
What does Kyle Korver don't have? A ring?
That's true.
So I'm saying, how hard would it be for him to come off the bench?
Yeah.
And he, you know.
This is true. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us tonight. We do appreciate it. We'll get this on the network as soon as possible. Real quick, let's go over the other shows that you can listen to on Rant EN Radio. And everything starts tomorrow night. Everything will continue on Rant EN programming. The Shining Wizards will be on at 7 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. Eastern. Then we'll come back on Friday. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We'll be making a return, episode 279 with Philly Phil and Choppy. And then on Monday, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, will be this fine show, The Sports Report, with myself, Dude, and hopefully Gene will be back. I think Gene is under the weather, so hopefully he will be back with us. So definitely tune in. 706-993-4606 is that number for you to call. Check us out on Facebook. We got a Facebook group going on, so definitely check us out there. And Doom, if there is nothing else to take us out, thank you for joining me tonight, man. I do appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, guys, I am out of here. Doom, have a great night. Everyone, please take care, and I will see you next week.